Welcome to a podcast of the Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
To the German people, who is Father Christmas?
Father Christmas is a vagabond, bent by age, bereft of companionship. His only friend, a pine stick. Severed from its roots, slowly desiccating, forever a burden, like children.
Okay, but just to be clear, Germans love him, right?
Yes. As bleak winter descends like a shroud over Germany, his meager gifts are the only distraction from the hovering darkness. The wolf of oblivion, forever licking at our doors with his eternal tongue, until we become too weak to fight and lie down to be taken by the cold embrace of the snow. Would you care for a candied cane?
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's nice.
It represents the emotional crutch of the season's empty frivolity. Each gift, a grim foreboding of the final box in which we will all be wrapped. A gift only to the worms.
That's about all we have time for. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Oh, look. We are under the mistletoe.
Yes, I see that we are.
Its berries are a deadly poison. Like hope.
All right, Merry Christmas, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining me.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in between Andy's Deli and Lido Banquets, and just a Kishka's throw away from the Polish capital of the Western Hemisphere, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast deep green gardening and environment program, heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes, and true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, a Davy company. Their business is people and their love for trees. And by Recycled Granite, featuring eco-friendly split stone veneers and handmade products by individuals with disabilities. Go to recycledgranite.com. To Mike, it's not just another banana peel, it's future dirt. Here he is, Mike Novak.
Future dirt? No, it's just like a Christmas tree or a poinsettia or a light snow falling outside on the way into work, just like it was this morning. Did Rick DeMille set this up on purpose?
It's so pretty. Just like last year.
Yeah. Well, last year, what happened last year, as you recall.
Christmas Eve, wasn't it?
Christmas, I'm not even speaking into the mic. Wouldn't that be nice? Rick was, as far as I could tell, the only one who predicted a white Christmas. He said, we're going to have a white Christmas.
He did.
And then on Christmas Day, about 10 a.m., light snow just started to fall. That's why Rick DeMille is the best meteorologist in town.
And he predicted Snowmageddon the year before.
Right. He was the one who predicted when all those cars got stuck.
Oh, yeah.
on Lakeshore Drive, Rick was the only one who said, "Hey, dudes, that snow is whipping off the lake. It's got nothing. There's a little sheet of ice out there. It's all going to come straight into the drive. What are you guys doing to prepare for that?"
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else was thinking of that, and he saw that one coming too. That's why
cookie.
He is the best. And so I feel like as I was coming in today, I thought, oh, it's Christmas. Oh, even you know, as I continue my war on Christmas, it's Christmas. No, you know, as you can see, I'm conflicted about the whole thing. That thing that Colbert did on his show was just too funny with the German guy, and I just thought, okay, that is me in a nutshell. It's like the most depressing part of the year. I got up this morning thinking, when I first woke up, it was still dark. I thought, oh, yeah, longest
winter solstice.
The longest night of the year. Yeah, we're in that. And this lasts about another 10 days. It's about nothing changes for about 10 days because as the Earth whips around the sun, it doesn't exactly.
Right, we're kind of on the long part of the ellipse, right?
Right. That would be the aphelion. Versus the perihelion.
I'm impressed, Mike. Like,
as a solar person, I should know this, but I don't.
Yes,
know
you should terms. Know this as a solar person. Yes. But what happens is as the Earth whips around out to the outer part of actually, I think we're at the perihelion, but we're just faced away from it because of the tilt of the Earth. So actually, our summer up here, from what I understand, is when we are at the farthest point from the sun. But what makes us hot is that we have the tilt of the Earth. It's towards the sun, the northern hemisphere. So we are at perihelion. But the point is, as it whips around, it doesn't. You don't get immediate
relief.
Relief. you do. But it takes a few days for it to really start to happen
because you get a minute there,
right? And so it's at the far, you know, the end there, and it's sort of starting to slowly come back around. I read somewhere. We can ask Rick about that, but I don't think things for about 10 days we gain, you know, maybe a few seconds.
Yeah, it's not much
a day. So, and welcome everybody. I've got three quarters of the team here today.
Mm-hmm. How about it?
Holy smoke! On the, you know, the
what was that voice I just heard?
Who, me?
Who's the?
I believe that's
there. It is again.
It's
it sounds so familiar.
It's Martini.
Hey, everybody!
Yes, sir, Bob, the man who plays Martini in "It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life," Rob Carthaw.
Good morning.
You took Martini to a different
a
place.
A whole new level.
A very caffeinated
awesome.
Place.
Listeners, look out.
Yeah, so in the second hour of the show today, you're going to have to stick around for it. I will present the annual presentation of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life, and this whole crew, plus more.
We had lots more.
We had a lot of people in the studio. We had Ron Cowgill from Mighty House. And Robbie Earhart from Mighty House.
What would it take to get rich on?
On what?
To
oh,
do
Rich,
it next
Rich
year.
Cowgill?
Yeah.
If he wants to do it, he knows.
Come on, Rich.
He needs to lobby me, you know? So, you know, I
think getting him to come.
I mean, that's why Robbie was on it, because Robbie said.
She wanted to.
Can I be in one of the slices?
It's a blast.
So.
We have so much fun taping that.
And, you know, it is what it is. We go through it. And so we do the whole movie in about 10 minutes or so. I don't know. I didn't actually time it this time. But before we get to that, I'm just going to have fun today. And anybody's welcome to call 773-763-9278. I hope you say hi. I hope you say Merry Christmas. I hope you say Happy New Year. Well, we have a New Year show next year, too, or next week. So we've got that as well. Poinsettia. Who got mad at me for saying poinsettia, Rob?
Already?
Sure somebody wants me to say poinsettia, which I won't do because that's not how I pronounce it. It's poinsettia. Or, as we learned on this show several years ago, the real way to pronounce it is poinsettia.
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 Who said that?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it last year? Because I feel like I was here.
No. It was, we established that tradition.
Maybe I just glommed onto the repeat.
Several years ago. When Heather was here. And Heather Fry and I used to talk about panzetters on the show. And I think that is the best way to pronounce it. Then you don't get in trouble with anybody.
Because everyone looks at you cross-eyed.
It looks like you have your first caller, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Santa the bus driver.
Oh, my goodness. Ho, ho, ho. It is Santo. Santo the bus driver, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to the crew of the Mike Novak Show.
Yay!
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you, Santo.
That's it, huh?
Thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you're listening, and thank you so much, man. Have a great holiday. What are you doing? Something fun?
Yeah, driving the old girls crazy.
He's driving them literally and crazy. All right. Well, Santo, it's always great hearing
I'm
from
your
you.
I'm vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Okay, Santo, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Santo, the bus driver. 773-763-9278. The way this show is going to work today, a lot of silliness, I think. But we are going to talk in the first hour about Illinois Extension a little bit. I just wanted to give a shout out to the folks, our Master Gardener friends, and everybody at Illinois Extension, especially Chicago and Cook County, and our very own Sarah Batka, who does this all the time and keeps us up to date. But I want to play some stuff too. So first of all, I'm going to describe what I'm going to play next. I found this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just kind of surprised. I just found it because the YouTube of this already has 2 million hits. And I'm going to explain what it is so you can hear it on the radio and understand what's happening, because otherwise you'll be a little confused. So for those of you who are fans of Star Trek, The Next Generation, and I am one, and a lot of my friends are, and it's kind of how I found this thing. A guy out there, what's his name? Cameron. I think I've got his, I can find this in a second. But anyway, he put together, let's see if we've got this here. This would be, James Covenant is the guy's name. And he's obviously a fan, and he's promoting some software, a video game he's putting together also. But he edited these words and phrases from Star Trek: The Next Generation, especially Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yes, and what you're going to hear is mostly Patrick Stewart, but other cast members from Star Trek: The Next Generation doing a little Christmas medley, and this is done by editing together all these words. So it's really labor intense, and it sounds a little disjointed, but when you see it, it's hilarious. And when you see it on the video, and if you just drop into a search engine, Patrick Stewart, Let It Snow, you will find this video.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go,
make it so,
make it so, make it so, ma'am.
It doesn't show signs of stopping,
and I brought me some tea, a gray hot. The
lights
turned way down low.
Make it so, make it so, make it so.
When we finally kiss
good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But
as long as you love me so...
Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Thank you. Now you have to see the video too, because they're all in their Star Trek uniforms and that sort of thing. So it's pretty funny. And now we have Lisa running around. She's elfing us here in the studio, taking are you going to do mine with my headsets on?
Sarah's.
Oh, she's got her sparkle headsets.
Yes. So I think I have to.
I'm all fancy like that.
So Office Max has an app called Elf Yourself.
Elf Yourself.
And then it'll put you in those wigwam dance things with elves.
Right.
And I'm going to put that on.
So she's doing that, and she's going to put that on our Facebook. This is terrifying. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's bring in Zan.
Zanta.
Hi, Zan.
Zanta, spelled X-A-N-T-A.
That's me.
And you know what? That goes along perfectly with Xmas.
Yep. Well, I'm a war on Christmas person too. I do the solstice. So.
Did you celebrate yesterday? What'd you do?
I did. I had a lot of people over. I cooked for 3 days. So I.
Oh my gosh.
I'd say I'm not cooking this morning, but I will probably end up baking something this morning.
Zan,
yeah, you always
Zan,
tease us
yeah,
with
I
your baking.
You don't, and I don't always do this on the air, but she tweets us every week and lets us know what she's cooking. You cook so much. What do you do with all of it?
I keep my house warm with it.
Oh.
That's why I cook so much. And then I take it up to the folks at Light Opera Works and make them eat it. And they get all mad at me because they're trying to lose weight.
Hey, you know, I know you don't live that far from the radio station. You could bring stuff here.
I thought you guys were way far south side.
Oh, no.
No, we got a whole crew. Yeah, we went from the south side, Pulaski. Now we're on the northwest side.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. It's a deal.
Yeah. See, all you had to do was ask.
I'll tweet you the address.
Please do.
So
well, I am wrapping up from a giant dinner last night, so I thought I'd call in the middle of the cleaning and just say Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas and Festivus for the rest of us, and just have a great season.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be waiting. We'll leave the front door open here so you can bring food.
Okay.
Awesome, Zan.
Zan,
Merry Christmas to all the people at Peterson Garden, too.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, and Lamanda Joy needs to be the ghost of a Christmas present, I think. I think that's a natural. So
that makes sense for her.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, and we had a great time. Frozen Robins had a wonderful time singing over at the Peterson Garden Project.
Thank you so much for doing that in the snow, which must have been really hard on you guys, but it was so charming.
No, it was actually fun. It was this lovely snow, and we posed for a big picture, which is you can go to the Frozen Robins Facebook page and see it, and also on my page. So
also on the Peterson Garden page.
Oh, great. I didn't know that. Awesome.
Yes, we put it up there because it was such a great picture.
Well, I'm going to go take a look at that. All right. Keep cooking.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep cooking. Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Merry Christmas, Zan.
Bye.
Bye.
773-763-9278.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what I said we were going to talk about, and that is Illinois Extension, Cook County Extension, especially City of Chicago. I always say I introduce Sarah as the Chicago Master Gardener Coordinator. And that's not your exact title, but that's what I call you.
Horticulture Program Coordinator.
Yeah, Horticulture Program Coordinator. Explain to people exactly what that means.
So we are the community outreach arm for the University of Illinois, and we provide research-based information to homeowners who are our clients, to the general public, about environmental things. We answer horticulture questions. We operate plant clinics at Garfield Park Conservatory on Saturdays.
And explain what a plant clinic is for people who don't know.
You can walk in. You could bring in a sample of your house plants or leaves from your tree for may not be an on-the-spot diagnosis, but we can photograph it for you. We can send it to our digital plant clinic, our digital diagnostics, and get more information from pathologists and entomologists on campus. We're volunteers. So we may not know everything, but we can find out. We could do research
for
you.
Well, you know, but that's what you get taught in Master Gardener training, which is you don't necessarily have all the answers at your fingertips, but you know where to find it. You can go and research. And that's and I think that's the great thing about Master Gardeners. They're really good at researching stuff. Or should be. I'm sure not everybody is, but for the most part, Master Gardeners are. And the thing that amazes me, and I put some of these things up, I said to Sarah, Sarah sends out notices to the Master Gardener, and I am a Master Gardener.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure, yes, and I don't make any money for it.
So is Rob.
So is Rob.
Hi.
he's being elfed in there, okay, in the booth. The thing about Master Gardeners is they donate so much time to so many different organizations and causes and horticultural groups and garden clubs and whatnot. And every week, Sarah sends out this list of things coming up. Now, I said, you know, for the show on the 22nd here today, the Christmas show, I just wanted to have a sample of the kinds of things you sent out. And you sent out this very, actually, very interesting list of events coming up in January.
And you would think, like, the gardening season, what are you going to do in December, January? You know, that time to rest. But, nope, there's a lot of continuing education opportunities, a lot of cool stuff coming up. So
And what's interesting is the point is that we get these every week, and you get these filled, don't you, with Master Gardeners? Usually somebody steps up, right? Or more than one person steps up.
And there's so many opportunities to both volunteer and do continuing education that there should be no reason why Master Gardeners couldn't get their continuing education hours in.
Well, you're right. There's so much going on during the year.
We're very fortunate that we have all these amazing universities and such an active urban agriculture community here in Chicago. We're very fortunate, whereas, you know, some of the more rural counties may not be as frequent opportunities.
Yeah.
So it's fast paced. I have a hard time keeping up.
I know. I don't know how you do it. And it's just amazing how many opportunities.
A lot of Dunkin' Donuts. Coffee, not the donuts.
Zan, she needs real food. We can't have her eating Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I don't need the donuts. I drink the coffee.
Mm.
A lot of it.
So I've posted this on the Mike Novak Show on MikeNovak.net, this week's show, a list of some of the stuff that's going on. I also put up there links to a couple of sites that Illinois Extension has that I like. And I refer to all the time. One of them is called the Gardener's Corner, and it has tips for your garden for spring, summer, winter, and fall. It includes how-to videos. There's something I've used for years called the Hort Corner, and I got the links there. And it has sections such as lawn talk, selecting trees for your home, ornamental grasses, composting for the homeowner, on and on and on. All kinds of great stuff, and these are really useful for folks who are looking for answers. And we always say on the show, you want to go to an EDU site generally.
Absolutely.
To find stuff.
And there's a lot of information on people's blogs, but you don't know if they are, paid advertisements. You know, with the university that you're getting research-based information, unbiased, tested methods. It's a reliable source.
Yeah. And that's why I put that up there. Now, coming up, we can go through a few of these. For instance, the Chicago Honey Co-op beekeeping classes.
Lots of beekeeping classes coming up.
Are they? Is this the time of year to do beekeeping classes?
I think so. So we have Garfield Park Conservatory has their big beginning beekeeping classes on January 25th and January 5th. So 5th and 25th. At Garfield Park Conservatory, great introduction for the beginning beekeeper. And you've had Naaman Gamble on your show before.
Yeah.
So he is the beekeeper there at Garfield Park Conservatory. You can learn and volunteer with him over there. So that's on the GarfieldParkConservatory.org website. And then the one we have listed on your show, your homepage, Mike, is Chicago Honey Co-op. And their beekeeping classes are coming up in January and February.
Did you send me the other one? I didn't have that.
I didn't.
Okay. But I'm glad you mentioned that too. And here's a question. If folks have an event, how do they get a hold of you so that you can send it out and get, and how do you qualify to have Master Gardeners show up and help you out in an event?
I would take those requests and, offer the opportunities out to Master Gardeners. We do operate on a volunteer basis, so we do the best we can. But we are available for speaking requests and engagements. We do presentations at schools.
But I guess my question is...
My contact information?
No, not your contact information. A group comes to you and said, we want Master Gardeners to be there. What are your criteria for that?
Well, we don't work with private individuals, so we don't do any house calls. Sorry. But we work with organizations, school groups, civic organizations. We work with developmentally disabled adults. I mean, all kinds of community organizations and groups.
Including garden clubs, too, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So if you did want to have a Master Gardener in the Chicago area to come out to your organization, you can give me a call. My office number is 773-233-2900, or you can drop me a line at sbatka@illinois.edu.
All right. And some of the other stuff that you had listed there is in January, the Porter County, Indiana Garden Show. Which is always a great. I've spoken there, and it's wonderful. I see I'm not invited this year, but that's okay. I mean, to speak.
No,
I'm
but,
sure I'm invited.
But your buddy Jennifer Brennan.
I know Jennifer Brennan. See Greg Stack, Amanda Thompson, Dolly Foster
from Oaklawn Horticultural.
And it's $10, and it's a great show. And it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, January 25th. Then there's a lecture on the 19th, attracting birds to your garden. The Dominican Priory Campus, at room 259, 7200 Division Street in River Forest. And Stephen Packard will be there, director of Chicago Audubon. He's been on the show, and he's a great guy. We'll be presenting on how to attract birds to your garden. And it's presented by the West Cook, as in Cook County, Wild Ones. Then the Ileana Vegetable Grower Symposium, January 7th. At Teeble's Restaurant in Schererville, Indiana. That's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wow. And the full schedule is listed there. Then you've got a new website.
Oh, I'm really excited about this.
Okay, tell me about it.
So it is a website dedicated to the Illinois cottage food laws, the new food laws. So you can make certain preserved products like pickles and jams in your home for sale at farmers markets. And this tells you about the legal issues and safe food handling and how to market your products, which, you know, the gals at the Chicago Food Swap, Emily and Vanessa, I'm so excited about what they do and preserving your garden bounty. It's so much fun. So this is going to be a great website to check out.
All right. And we've actually got a call relating to this. Let's go to Chris in Palatine. Chris, Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, Mike, and to all of the group there. You're mentioning about Master Gardeners reminded me, and I hadn't thanked them the group that because there is a Master Gardener every Saturday at the Palatine Farmers Market. And there is a person there, as I said, every Saturday during the season, and she is there, or he is there, as the case may be, you know, from when it opens, I'm not sure it opens, to probably 7 o'clock to noon or so.
Great. That's great.
So, and they're very helpful, very informative, and, you know, it's just a very pleasure to be able to just chat with them for a few minutes and, really appreciate their dedication.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And up your way, there it's still the Cook County outfit, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're still Cook County. I mean, I'm a mile south of Lake Cook Road.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks, and it's always great hearing from you, Chris, and I appreciate you giving...
And we look forward to many more shows and many more seasons.
And I appreciate that, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Yes, and Merry Christmas. And... And finally, last but not least, what you had posted there, which I've got on my website, is, well, two things. The Wild Ones 18th Annual Conference in Oshkosh, which is January 25th also, and that's 8 a.m. to 4:15. And Doug Tallamy, who wrote Bringing Nature Home, is going to be there, and he's just a fabulous speaker, and he's been on the show
a couple of times. An amazing photographer. He's got beautiful, beautiful photographs of all kinds of caterpillars. And his whole point is, if you like birds, if you like frogs, then you need to plant trees that are going to feed the caterpillars, feed the insects.
You know, and as we all know, monarchs are in trouble. And I don't know what the report is going to be ultimately from Mexico, where they overwinter, but the numbers were
dismal,
just horrible, horrible. And if we don't start planting milkweed and leaving, you know, restoring some of the natural areas that we plow under and then we build subdivisions on, we're going to be in trouble. And it's like I said a few weeks ago. I mean, we are dismantling our planet species by species. And it's a horrible thing to watch. It's like a slow motion train wreck. You also have, you know, based on Ellen Phillips, who was on the show several weeks ago, the Small Farm Winter Webinar Series. And there's a bunch of them. January 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, the 30th, February 6th, 13th, 20th, 20th. It goes all the way through March. And they cover things like managing layers on pastures, an overview of organic agriculture, pumpkins and gourds, organic pest management insects, organic pest management diseases, organic pest management weeds. This is great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about the Small Orchard series.
Uh-huh. And where are these?
So it's a webinar you can access your home.
Duh.
Yep, it's free. It's you can access it from home. Uh-huh. And it's great information.
All right. Well, there you go. You can find all that information on my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. And if you want to become a master gardener, get in line, because a lot of people want to do that.
We are full already for 2014.
All year? All right, how many
courses? We only train once a year.
Just once here.
Once a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, get in line. But you can take advantage of master gardeners and meet them. And maybe, you know, if you have an organization that wants their help, talk to Sarah Batka here in Cook County and especially Chicago. And thank you for your good work, Sarah. I'm just amazed at you. I don't know how you managed to keep it going.
Well, I'm really thankful that I have such great people that I work with. I mean, they're the ones that are out doing all the hard work.
Yeah, we are.
Go ahead, Rob. Put in that plug for yourself. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, on this eve of the holiday. And that holiday when everything shuts down and it's pretty hard to find even a place to get a decent cup of coffee. Believe me, I've tried. Let me remind you that there's still time to get that elusive gift for that inscrutable relative or friend, providing that he/she is a person who likes plants. I'm talking, of course, about a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. It's the gift that gives and gives and gives, well, six times a year, which is a lot in this economy. You expect terrific articles, but you also expect and get features like the most comprehensive horticultural calendar in the Chicago area. Then there's the Q&A column where gardeners just like you, or worse, get answers to their most vexing gardening problems. The Ask the Experts column gets the best advice from the smartest, most knowledgeable people in the industry in our area. There's also my column on the inside back page. I got nothing. Regardless, get your friends a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine this Christmas. Go to chicagolandgardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600.
ComEd Smart Ideas presents The Power of Small Changes.
Help! I'm a light bulb left on in an empty room. My energy is being wasted.
Fear not. I can help. There you go.
I'm saved.
Be a hero.
Hooray!
Save energy. Visit ComEd.com/home savings to find discounts and money-saving tips, like switching to compact fluorescents.
Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
ComEd, powering lives. This program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
The Mike Novak Show is sponsored in part by ComEd Smart Ideas. Discover instant discounts and money-saving tips at comed.com/homesavings.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I don't want you to be left out. Here's what I'm talking about. Each month, more people turn to Natural Awakening Chicago to improve their lives than any other health or wellness magazine. If you're a green, natural health or wellness business, you should be part of the leading sustainability resource in the country. Natural Awakenings is packed with information that our readers use to find the products and services they need to live happier, healthier lives. Natural Awakenings is available for free each month throughout the city in north and northwest suburbs. We're placed in more than 1,100 area locations, ensuring the right eyes read about your products and services. We're also online at nachicagonorth.com. We're local, we're independent, and our readers will help you grow your business. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. That's 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Our star will return in just a moment. Every year, some Christmas celebrations are ruined by fire. A little precaution can prevent a Christmas fire from happening in your home. First of all, make sure your tree is on a firm foundation so it can't fall over. Then be sure to use only approved lighting. Wiring that's frayed may be dangerous. Replace it. Never use lighted candles. Let all the glow of Christmas come from within, not from fire. With a safe Christmas planned, here's an idea for Christmas giving.
The Christmas tree's on fire. It's burning down the house. Flames are getting higher, and I'm trying to put it out. I'm beating it back with a tube sock and a cushion off the couch. The Christmas tree's on fire, and it's burning down the house.
Yeah, that's Sarah's favorite Christmas carol, so I had to play that.
How can you not love that song? She's trying to put it out with a tube sock.
Oh, dear.
I love it.
I can't wait to the end of the show when we get to hear the whole song.
Oh, that's
it just
true.
Gets better.
Yeah, we'll play the whole song after the show, and you'll have to track that down. And someday I'll put out a compilation of Mike Novak music, if I can get the licenses for all of them. How's the elfing coming along there?
I have to, something went wrong with my download, so I have to fix it.
No! You got to get that done before the show is over.
I know.
All right, let's go to, since we're getting phone calls at 773-763. By the way, this is the Mike Novak Christmas Extravaganza, whatever that means. And people are welcome to call in, including Dan Costa. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, Mike. Wish a Merry Christmas to you and Kathleen and everybody there at the station.
Thank you so much, the whole team. And we wish you the same back to you. How are things at Vern Goers in this holiday season?
It's pretty busy. We're delivering poinsettias to a lot of churches now and getting that all done. So we got delivery to Holy Name Cathedral coming up tomorrow. So if you look at the TV on Midnight Mass, those are our plants that will be on display.
Wow. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, because speaking of TV, a couple of weeks ago, the Frozen Robins, several weeks ago, Frozen Robins were at Chris Kindle Market at Daily Plaza, and the Channel 9 TV crew came out taped us, videotaped us, and we're going to be on their very own. Okay, I wasn't ready for this, but they have program tonight, and I think it is at 5:30. It's either 5:30 or 6:30, and I'm tracking it down right now. But we're on that. We're not like starring in it, but we get a hit on there, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I hope people tune in. And then again, it's on Christmas Day, I believe, also like at 5:30. So
have to watch.
Yeah. So I figured, let me see here. I'll keep looking for that. You tell me. I was wondering if you had any Christmas tips for us, for horticultural.
For your poinsettia?
Well, why not? Yeah.
Give it good light. Keep it watered. We like people to enjoy them. You know, it did take us 6 months to grow that thing. As far as outdoor stuff, really not much to do right now. The snow is helping to mulch a little bit, although we didn't get much here. I only got maybe about half inch, it looks like.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the radar, and Rick DeMille will be on in just a couple of minutes. And it doesn't look like there's a lot here.
Yeah. So. And I also wanted to remind you that I was the original source of poinsettia.
You were the poinsettia guy.
Yes, that came from back when I used to work in wholesale greenhouses. A couple of my downstate customers would pronounce it that way.
Oh, thank you for reminding us. That's awesome, Dan.
Poinsettias.
Poinsettia.
And I've got the poinsettia fact pages from Illinois Extension up, and I just let us point out that poinsettias are not poisonous.
No, they're not.
A study at Ohio.
But they're not poisonous.
Yeah, they can, you know, you don't want to put them in on top of your breakfast cereal, okay? but a study at Ohio State University showed that a 50-pound child would have to eat more than 500 leaves to have any harmful effect. Plus, poinsettia leaves have an awful taste. You might want to keep your pets from snacking on poinsettia leaves. Eating the leaves can cause vomiting and diarrhea, but it's not going to kill you or your pet. This is one of those horrible myths that got started somewhere, you know, like the pins and needles in the Halloween candy that has no basis in fact.
Poinsettia sap does taste terrible.
Yeah, well, it's a euphorbia, and euphorbias are many. There are many different kinds of euphorbias.
There's only one good tasting part on the poinsettia, and it's very tiny. So,
okay, what is it?
The true flower, the cladophyll at the top.
Is that tasty?
There's actually a little tiny drop of sugary sap that comes out of it that attracts the pollinator.
And
it's just a little tiny drop.
Wow. You know. Well, there, see?
I think that tastes good on the whole thing. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, with that factoid, I appreciate hearing from you, Dan Costa. Always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and hope to get you out to the Bonsai Show this year.
Yeah, that's always something that I want to get to. And
when is that, Dan?
First weekend of August at Martin Arboretum.
Okay.
At the Morton. They won't have the illumination up at the time, but...
No, it'll be part of the Asian Festival.
They'll have the bonsais.
The bonsai.
Or, as Dan would tell us how to pronounce it, bonsai.
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 It's correct.
Bonsai. All right.
So mark it on your calendar and come and see us.
Well, you'll be on the show to talk about it when we get there. Thank you so much for calling, Dan. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Speaking of factoids, here are some Christmas tree facts from the University of Illinois Extension and the care of trees. The first decorated Christmas tree was in Riga, Latvia, in 1510. The first printed reference to Christmas trees appeared in Germany in 1531. Besides evergreens, other types of trees, such as cherry and hawthorns, were used as Christmas trees in the past. I can see a hawthorn. It's got those berries. Of course, it'll don't try climbing in there because
I don't know the hawthorn.
Okay, using small candles to light a Christmas tree dates back to the middle of the 17th century. Thomas Edison's assistant Edward Johnson came up with the idea of electric lights for Christmas trees in 1882. I'm trying to just even think about the first electric lights on Christmas trees. That must have been really scary. I'm just thinking. Christmas tree lights were first mass-produced in 1890. That long ago. I had no idea. The tradition of an official Christmas tree was initiated, official Chicago Christmas tree was initiated in 1913 when one was lit by Mayor Carter H. Harrison in Grant Park. And you can find out more about your trees. Probably not these kinds of Christmas facts, but if you call the certified arborist at the Care of Trees, they will tell you how to make your trees thrive. Call 800-508-9466 for a free consultation. 800-508-9466 or go to thecareoftrees.com, The Care of Trees, a Davey company. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace with a sensational shortening discovery for better baking and frying. It's Procter & Gamble's Golden Fluffo, the first all-new shortening in 40 years. It's rich. Its color is golden yellow. And what a pie it makes. Richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing. But let's hear what Mrs. Thelma Styra, Indiana State Fair baking champion, had to say about Fluffo.
I love Fluffo. It makes such a golden brown pie.
Oh, man, that's some apple pie.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening. And look how flaky it is. This yellow Fluffo is such a short shortening, makes pie crust so rich.
Like cooking champions, get richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing results in everything you bake or fry. Get Golden Fluffo.
Mambo, Santa, mambo. It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. And Rick DeMaio, I don't know if you heard that.
The Fluffo commercial?
Fluffo. That's a real product. That is hilarious. I found that recently. Mike Wallace for Fluffo.
He sounds a lot like the real butter guy.
Oh, well.
I was actually waiting here, and it's better with butter.
Real butter.
There you go.
All cut.
Get the real butter.
Real
butter.
Thank you very much.
I remember when my freshman year in college, there was a kid who was aspiring to be, a sports reporter, broadcaster. And literally everything that you did, he broadcasted it. He would say, and there's Rick DeMaio walking into the bathroom. He turns the left hand on. He turns the right hand. He's beginning to brush his teeth in now. And literally, that's what he did. Everything he did, he broadcasted you doing it in a sports, tone. And he's now become, a famous sports reporter up in, upstate New York, central New York. And he's doing his lifelong passion. So it's amazing, Mike, that you play this. And I'm sure that those great, radio voices back in the day, they probably did the same thing, most likely driving their friends and their parents absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Did you think Mike Wallace did that too? Maybe he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like me. I mean, everything I do, I wake up and I think weather, I talk weather. He'll say, don't you ever stop thinking about the weather? I go, no. I look at him I go, why would I do that?
Oh, that's true.
It's just part of what I do. And I mean, you could be sitting in, the waiting room area of a hospital looking out going, I would have put the bushes and trees differently than what they did. That's just what you do.
Well, you're right.
I look at every roof that I drive past. It's such a
have it. I look at every roof and go, now, why did they build that roof? You can't put solar on that.
Yeah, didn't they really need to turn it more so towards,
exactly.
Towards the sun? Yeah. And it's amazing, Lisa, you think about a day like today and yesterday where we had the least amount of sunlight possible, and you have this massive severe weather outbreak taking place across the, you know, the Ohio Valley and the southern Mississippi Valley. And I'm looking at temperatures right now. And do you realize it's currently 71 degrees in Newark, New Jersey? 71.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And that's the 10 o'clock reading. And their record high for this date is 65. Not only did they break the record yesterday, but they broke it today. And Philadelphia's already up to 65. And to bring that up, because the Bears are going to be kicking off in a couple of hours in Philly. And they're going, wait a minute. December 22nd and it's 70 degrees. That doesn't seem right. I guess that's what we have during climate variability, right? Just these incredible intrusions of warm, moist air, and on the backside, we get all the sleet and snow. So, yeah, quite an interesting storm that's come through in the last couple of days.
Yeah, really, it has been. And we actually didn't get really hit by it. It sort of glanced off of us.
I think it's easy to say it glanced over us because we didn't get any bad weather. I just think from a meteorological perspective, and I'm nitpicking here, obviously, is that we never really had all the atmospheric conditions to be completely right for us to get really bad weather. Because if you go to the west and south of us, they had probably 6 to 8 hours more of freezing rain than we had here. And if you go about 50 to 100 miles to the northwest of us, they have about 4 to 6 inches of snow on the ground. And if you go about 100 miles to the east and south of us, they've had not only flooding rains, but even a squall line of severe weather. So in an odd way, Mike, and I don't think I've ever seen this with a winter storm of this breadth and this variety, basically produce nothing for Chicago. I mean, for literally 48 hours, we've had pretty much the same weather. 34, 35, 36 degrees, a little bit of rain, a little bit of icing conditions. It wasn't too bad yesterday. And by and large, the snow that came through this morning, it's done and over with. And you kept hearing on TV about this major winter storm coming through and all these flight delays at O'Hare. But basically, O'Hare at Midway came out of this relatively, you know, unscathed with any, you know, huge delays or cancellations. And that's a byproduct of just things just kind of working out well for us. So, here we are moving past this day, and then, you know, we'll have some cold weather coming in. But by and large, the bulk of any bad weather just basically missed us. It was very interesting the way the whole thing kind of panned out, I guess is the best way to say it.
And if you want to put things in perspective, our buddy Pat Skatch sent some information about Christmas Eve and December 24th. Now, our temperatures are dropping a little bit now, but 1983. Do you know what the temperature got down to in 1983 in Chicago?
Yeah, I also know not only what it got down to, but what it didn't get up to. It didn't get up past minus 10 for a high. That's how cold it was.
Actually, he says minus 11. He says the lowest maximum temperature. So the high for the day was minus 11. And this is not wind chilled. This is real temperature.
No, yeah. And the low is minus 25.
Right.
And, and the key is what happened the year before.
Right. It was 64. No, I'm sorry. It was, that was 1889.
It was in the low 60s. Yeah.
The highest minimum temperature was the year before when it was 51, which was the low. So it's just.
And the afternoon high was in the low 60s. So, we went from literally one extreme to another, and it happened on the same day, which I thought was kind of interesting. And I remember that well, Mike, because I was in upstate New York, just east of Lake Ontario, where I went to school in 82 during the El Nino year. That's why we got so warm in 82, just in a phenomenal amount of warmth. That's when literally I remember that's when President Reagan and Queen Elizabeth were meeting in Santa Barbara in his ranch. And they were like 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, and they literally had mudslides and 8 inches of rain. And basically everywhere in the Midwest and upstate New York, and I should say the northern New York areas in New England, had pretty much spring weather through much of the winter. And then the following year, we had one of the coldest outbreaks in history. And what did I do? I moved to Madison, Wisconsin. And I remember we had a low of minus 28 and a high of minus 16 that day. I left just right before Christmas. I've never seen it that cold.
So yeah, definitely took screams, and Pat's great for grabbing and digging that data up.
I think we should send a shout out to Pat Skatch, who fills in for you when you're not available, and he's just he is Mr. Fact. He sends these things to both of us, and I don't always get to use them on the show, but I look at them, and he's right. got the data from the years past, and it sort of puts everything in perspective for us.
Yeah, I look at Pat as kind of like how Walter Jacobson was back to Jack Mabley back in the late 50s. He's like my leg man, you know. He goes out and gets all the great stories, and he comes back with an armful of data, and I go, okay, I'll use this top page, and that's it. Because it's almost too much stuff. You have to kind of sift through it after a while.
Oh, yeah.
to kind of think what you have here. But it's very interesting, Mike, when you look at the system that came through yesterday, this was, again, a byproduct of two very different air masses, one that's basically going to produce a high of 90 today in Orlando, Florida. They've never been that warm this late in the year.
Wow.
60s and 70s all the way up into the East Coast, and then very, very cold air across the Rockies and the Northern Plains, which is really not going to get here until probably late tonight and early tomorrow. So in the last minute we have here, we're done with the snow. We got about a half inch to about an inch across the Chicagoland area. And, you know, really, about 2 days ago, that's all we were ever going to get. This was never going to be a big snow for
right.
us. So we're done with the snow, back into some very chilly air late tonight. Tomorrow, I don't think we're going to get pretty much out of the mid-teens. We may actually get more snow tomorrow with snow showers coming through than we got today. We'll stay in the upper teens and lower 20s for Tuesday. We could see a little bit of Christmas morning flurry activity before it gives way to maybe some sunshine late in the day. But overall, the best chances of getting any really, really super cold weather around here isn't until maybe next week. So 1.5 days, if you want to call it that, of really cold weather, a little bit of flurry activity on Christmas Day, and then I think we're done, which is good news because I know a lot of people use today probably as like one last finishing day or one last day to finish my Christmas shop. And then you'll definitely have it. The roads are in really good shape.
Yeah. Coming in, didn't seem to be any problems at all. So
no, not at all.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Mr. Ricky D, and, Merry Christmas to you. And,
Merry Christmas, Mike. And then we'll talk again next week.
You betcha. Take care, buddy. And then in the second hour coming up, it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. So stick around for that with an all-star cast. And meanwhile, Lisa will continue her elfing. I hope you get it done.
Real butter.
Yes, I have a very, very, very little secret. It's a kind of a thing that people should know about because... Snow will be falling, and the cats will be bawling. Yeah, they're gonna be knocking themselves out. You know the reason why? I'll tell you why. Yeah. Santa Claus is smoking reefers. You didn't know that, did you? Santa Claus is smoking tea.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, a Davy company. Their business is people and their love for trees. And by Recycled Granite, featuring eco-friendly split stone veneers and handmade products by individuals with disabilities. Go to recycledgranite.com. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
All the time, jolly fellow. He's fat and mellow, but he ain't the cat that you think it is. Yeah. Oh, Santa Claus is lighting up today.
Excuse me.
I was not expecting that.
You didn't know where that song was going, did you? And he's doing it with
real butter.
Yes, okay. And apparently real reefer, too. It's amazing what kind of holiday songs are out there. Really. Welcome back to the Mike Novak Show, the second hour of the holiday extravaganza. And I'm glad to have you with me and with the team here. And let me just say, it's kind of interesting. I became aware of something the other day. And one of the things that's going on in radio right now is it's not good because the consolidation has killed us. I'll tell you, lately I have started saying, that Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton killed radio. And they, you know, Ronald Reagan with the Fairness Doctrine, the elimination of the Fairness Doctrine, and then Bill Clinton with the consolidation, allowing companies to buy up all these radio stations so that then they slam all this right-wing nonsense on it. And it's not even that it's the right-wing stuff. It's just that it's the same stuff in every market. I mean, you can go to a town and you'll hear Rush Limbaugh on four different stations at the same time, which is insane. In the old days, you heard local programming. You don't even get local programming anymore. You know, and in terms of progressive talk, you know, I'm happy there is progressive talk. I would prefer that there was no need for progressive talk, that it was like radio was like when I was growing up, where you heard different viewpoints at different times of the day on the same station from different people. And there was a variety of things, and it wasn't this agenda. But that's the way it is. That's the world we live in now. And the sad thing I've heard is that progressive talk stations, you've probably listened to Norman Goldman on this station and how he's losing his stations in several markets. A progressive talk is going away, I guess, in San Diego, and it's gone away in Portland, and it's gone away in Seattle. I found out this past week that WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk, is the only progressive talk station in the top 10 markets in America. Now, I could be wrong about that, but that's what I was told.
Wow.
Which is terrifying, if you ask me.
Right.
Because there's no balance. There's got to be some balance here. Like I said, I would prefer that we just got rid of right-wing radio and we got rid of left-wing radio and we just went back to just people with armed with facts and news stories and information. We used to do information on radio. Do we do information? That's one of the things I love about my show is I get to do information. I get to tell you that a poinsettia is not poisonous. That's a myth. And that's a fact. And I get to tell you other things. I get to interview people here. So you learn stuff. Information radio has gone away, which is really, really sad. So my point is that if indeed WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk, is the only progressive talk station in a major market, top 10 major market in America, you need to support it. You need to make sure we stick around. And as Norman Goldman says, there's a lot of ways to listen to radio. Internet's one of them. And I know a lot of you folks listen to me streaming. I know because people write to me and tell me that. And it seems to me that people all over the country need to support WCPT. Whether you're listening, if you're not here, if you're not in the Chicago area, you're probably listening on the stream. But it means support our advertisers. Support the advertisers on my show. I love my advertisers. There's a reason I'm on the air. And that's because of those people. You know, this is why I want you to go to MikeNovak.net. And I want you to go to the various companies that I have on the show, whether it's Alsip Nursery or The Care of Trees or Bonnie Plants or Milorganite or Recycled Granite or Garden Naturals from Bonide or ComEd or Christy Weber or Bertholdt's or D. Landreth Seed Company or Chicagoland Gardening Magazine or DR Services or River North Wellness Center. That's all of them right now. And there are more to come. And I'm happy to say that folks have approached me, and you can always approach me. Give me a holler. You think you can sell stuff on my show? I'm going to be your Ed Schultz here, be your liberal capitalist here, and your horticultural capitalist. I'd love to hear from you, and to be part of this because we need. You know, I'd love it that if you supported my show. That's great, but I think the bigger picture is important, too, supporting progressive talk in America at a time where we're in retrenchment again. I mean, what happened to that? I thought we were making inroads. And now, because of money, because actually the conglomerates, Clear Channel, they're losing money hand over fist, and they're just finding an easy way to keep their stations going. You know, radio is being compromised by a lot of media out there. And as Norman Goldman says, there's various ways you can listen. You can do an end around radio if you need to hear a show. You know, do an end around the old school of turning on your radio and listening. But the point is, you need to support us. And I hope you do. And I hope people who are listening will continue to support us and our advertisers who make our shows possible. And that's kind of my Christmas message, you know. It's a Christmas message that says, you know, we need to keep this going if you want to hear these viewpoints. Because otherwise, those viewpoints are going to go away. And too many people don't read, and they get their information from dubious sources. You know, even if you listen to radio and you listen to Chicago's Progressive Talk or whatever, you know, you listen to Tom Hartman, don't believe everything he says. Check it out. It's like I say, when I talk about something, I give you a garden tip on this show, you don't think it's right? Check it out. That's why we have the internet now. The internet's a wonderful tool if you know how to use it. So I just had to say that. And that takes me to an email I got just a few minutes ago. Hello, Mike. I want to say your show is always refreshing to listen to. I live west of you out in DeKalb, Illinois, where we have a big booming transmitter out in DeKalb. A lot of folks that way listen. So a shout out to all you folks listening in DeKalb way. So anyway, this Joseph writes, I choked today while you were trying to blame the lack of monarch butterflies to urban development. Are you stuck in the last decade? There has not been any large-scale housing since the crash in 2008. You are misleading the public. The cause is the genetic modified plants that the farmers are using, the large corporate farms that get aid from the farm bill. Yes, they are the largest poison pushers on our environment. Let's set the record straight. Call the spade a spade. Thank Monsanto for no butterflies. Joseph Martin, out in DeKalb way. Okay. Something I want to say about that. If you talk to folks about what's happening to our insects, including butterflies. All right, Doug Tallamy. We mentioned Doug Tallamy, who's going to be speaking at the Wild Ones Conference on January 25th up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That guy will tell you it's habitat loss. Now, it's quite possible that the GMO plants that we have out there are contributing to this. It is possible. And there's a lot of folks who will say that's the smoking gun. But a lot of people also say the smoking gun is that we are destroying the habitat. And you mentioned the farm bill there, Joseph. That's part of it. The incentive is for farmers to plow up every single little shred of land that they have and put in a crop so they can get a couple more nickels out of the system. Planting corn or soybeans, not so much what we call specialty crops, which I call food. Most people will tell you right now that the real danger for us is habitat loss. And you say, there's no development going on. Well, yeah, but there's still some. And yeah, the development we have done is not necessarily good for our pollinators, is not necessarily good for our insects. I've talked on this show before about the kinds of plants we grow, the sterile environment. I mean, if you got some yews and a lawn, what's an insect going to survive on there? Really? And that's what most people have in the subdivisions. That's why people are encouraged to grow natives. So we have some food sources for the insects that prop up the bird population, that prop up the animal population, that keep us alive on the planet. There's that story about you're flying in an airplane. I love this analogy. You're flying in an airplane, you're flying across the country, and you start pulling rivets out of the airplane. Well, for a long time, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the rivet? Which one is the species that we destroy, that we pull out of the airplane, that suddenly brings the whole thing down? We're messing with this. I mean, I try to be positive about it, but and that's why I have smart people on the show to talk about these things. But we're still, in addressing Joseph's question, subdivisions are still a problem, too much development. I mean, okay, I'll give you a perfect example, Joseph. Ileana Tollway is just going to rip up a whole bunch.
That was my first thought.
Of natural area. What do you mean we're not building? We're still building freaking tollways that go to nowhere, the tollway to nowhere.
Well, and I like your analogy of the rivet, because, you know, it just because we're seeing the ramifications of the growth that we did in the 90s. So, you know, these things you don't necessarily push right. one lever and see a change immediately tomorrow.
Right.
So this has been an ongoing loss of habitat.
And the housing market is getting better.
Yes, it definitely is.
You know, and that's actually a bad thing for the environment.
Well, and I apologize. I'm terrible with names with some of the guests, but we had the bee experts on who said, you know, it's not one thing.
Dr. May Barenbaum.
Yes, thank you. There's many things, and habitat was one of the big ones, and GMOs and pesticides, and, you know, the list is very long. And frankly, the study that he showed in just bees, and I'm sure it probably translates to butterflies as well, we don't have an awful lot of data of what these insects had genetically or chemically in their bodies before. And so finding, you know, the smoking gun is much harder because we don't necessarily have all of the science. So we're just learning and we're scrambling to figure out, because I don't know that people really studied this before it became a huge problem. So we don't have baseline data.
Right. And we're still studying this. And the people who are studying bee loss will tell you, and May was on the show this summer.
Yeah.
It was great having her here. And she said, we still don't know exactly. Are insecticides, neonicotinoids implicated? Absolutely.
All part of it.
Absolutely.
GMOs? Absolutely.
GMOs? Absolutely.
But I also don't think that you said this was the one thing. You didn't hang your hat on that comment to say this was the only thing.
Personally, what do I think?
Thing.
I think habitat loss. Mm-hmm. I agree with Doug Tallamy. Is that we're not doing any, you know, it's all the above.
Right.
And habitat loss is a big one because I don't see how we fix habitat loss. Mm-hmm. I don't see us changing our course. Mm-hmm. I see us continuing to build Ileana tollways and subdivisions and spread out farther and farther. I mean, look at the light level from outer space. Pretty soon the whole planet's going to be like a Christmas ornament. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any dark areas. Which means there's going to be development everywhere, and there's going to be 9 billion people on the planet. What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Right.
Can I offer just a note of hope here?
Yes, you may. I need – wait. I wish I had jingle bells here to offer – wait, but all I have – I don't have jingle bells, but I have
– real butter.
Okay, yes.
That works, and that works in well with what I was about to say, that I was just up in rural Wisconsin – for the weekend, and, you know, all the more reason to support your CSAs, know your farmer. I was, you know, driving past small farms, not big ag farms, and I was delighted to see that there was milkweed and pods busting open and just seeds blown everywhere, so that there are, you know, all of the above that you mentioned, those are all problems that we have to address, but, you know, we do it by making sure that these small farmers stay in business, because they're the ones who are still treating the land with some amount of respect and actually, you know, a long-term mm-hmm. sort of view for how to live on the landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, too, it also comes back to, I mean, just look at, you know, earlier in the year we were talking about master gardeners who are getting ticketed in the city of Chicago for planting milkweed. We have to also redefine what our lawns yep. are and make sure that we have biodiversity within urban settings, within suburbs. We need to make sure that we don't call that a weed that can be ticketed, but understand that it's an important part of the ecosystem and that we need to mindfully be incorporating this into our normal lives.
All right. And while we're on all this, I'm going to bring in David from San Francisco. And David, you only have a couple of minutes here, but I know you called and you wanted to have a few words. And by the way, happy holidays to you.
Well, yeah. And among others, happy Yalda. I don't know if you know it, but we made it through Yalda last night.
What?
That's the longest night of the year. And
yeah.
So the shivering stops now. You know, the days start getting longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the, you know, that's always a great point about the 22nd of December. From this point on,
yeah,
everything, we get more light.
Apparently, Yalda is the oldest holiday known to man. And it's, so it's, can you imagine, they're fresh out of caveman days, and they've got to come up with a word for the when the days finally start getting longer.
Yalda?
Yalda. Yeah, that's when the day, when it's, the shivering stops now. Hey, you know, I was interested. I actually was going to warn you about a fracking scam that's going on in Illinois. But before I did, I just, you know, for what you were talking about, the economics of progressives and, you know, whether or not progressive radio can make it, let me just show you how these guys, the neocons, are utter phonies because they pretend that they're so good for business, but what they're doing is building monopolies, which is basically, you know, killing small business. And in doing so, I used to sell advertising for radio. I actually, Jerry Brown used to have a radio show. I used to, 33 markets I covered. And the when you imagine...
Folks should know, by the way, that, I don't know if I said it, David's in San Francisco, so
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and in the when I say the old days of radio, I'm talking 20 years ago, not 50 years. Well, 50 years ago, obviously, but if you had a small town and you had a car dealership and you had the drugstore and you had the shoe car, you know, the shoe shoe market, the shoe store, this and that and the other, and you had a downturn in the economy, well, those guys that owned those shops could barter with the radio station. We'll get you three pairs of shoes for everybody on the radio station if you give us this many ads, right? And so if the economy was bad, you know, on Wall Street, it didn't necessarily affect that small town because they could still barter their shoes or barter groceries or barter a lease car for the station. And so barter economy was normal in radio up until this corporate merger insanity, which means that not only can that local grocery store not barter with the station anymore, but there's no local DJ to even barter with because it's all from some corporate headquarters.
Right. And the other thing is there's no local DJ to tell you that there's a tornado warning.
Exactly, yeah.
Or something else that you might need to know about locally.
It's utter fraud.
Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton killed radio. They killed radio.
Well, it's propaganda becomes fraud because because they want to centralize thought, they centralize the economy, and by doing so, you know, the first thing you learn in economics is don't put all your eggs in one basket. And for them to a centralized radio means that they've destroyed small business because it can't barter anymore. And so that's, I mean, that so that was that. But the warning about the fracking, if you know about fracking, you know, they're trying to get natural gas, right?
Right.
So as much as people are fighting it right now, they're still doing a lot of fracking all over the country. So there's a lot of natural gas. And with normal economics, like we were talking about, supply and demand, price of gas would go way down, right? Well, the Chicago, actually Illinois just raised your natural gas prices. I thought I had the name of the agency, but I guess I don't. But they just jacked up your they gave you a rate increase. And at the time when there's a natural gas plethora, And so fracking is apparently bad economics also, because not only are you getting fracked, but you're paying for it. And you're paying, I think it's 18% higher. It's an insane amount of rate increase at the supply and demand time when there's too much to go around. So they're actually burning it off and overcharging for it.
Well, that's a good warning. And actually, that is something that we will, I'm sure we'll be discussing. And I should mention at this point that the comment period for IDNR continues if you're interested in the fracking debate in Illinois. I would say go back to past shows on MikeNovak.net, because I have information back there. I'm going to find which date, but when we last time we talked about fracking and about you can make a comment to IDNR about fracking, and this is time to get it in.
Is IDNR Illinois Department of Natural Resources?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can track
it
down.
It's January 3rd. I'll put the links up.
Yeah, if you would put all the links up there, because people really need to. And I'm still angry with them because they still need to. I really feel, along with the other people who are anti-fracking in Illinois, that they need to extend that comment period. It's just they did it over the holidays, which is just a terrible time to do it. Go ahead. One quick comment, David, because you're well over your 2 minutes.
I was just going to say, I think with fracking, you know, the one discussion says they're putting weird chemicals down there, but another says that they're just putting water down there and floating out the gases.
Not true.
No. They are putting every chemical imaginable under the sun down there.
But either way, they float it out and they lock that water down there, so there actually becomes drought above.
Yes.
At the same time, they're wasting water in a one-time shot. And so they're locking water away just to get a cheap price on gas, which they're overcharging for. Maybe this is their justification for jacking up the rate increase. Oh, well, you're going to lose this water, so you're going to have to pay higher because you're losing water. It's just bad economics all the way around.
Well, I thank you for your comments, David. I'm glad that you listened to the show. You're one of those people online doing it on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
And does San Francisco have a progressive talk station? Oh, he's gone. I didn't get a chance to ask him that question. I was kind of curious. All right. Got to take care of some business because it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life coming up in the next 10 minutes. So I hope you stick around for that. Now, at this last second, before Christmas, D. Landreth Seed Company, one of my great sponsors that you should support, has some advice for all of you holiday gift givers. How about, in fact, do that. You know, listen to this and then get on the phone and call them or go online and do it and say, Mike Novak sent you. And that keeps me on the air and it keeps them in business. And this is what it's all about. How about a gift certificate from the company that has been providing quality heirloom and historic plants for almost 230 years? All Landreth gift certificates are sent in a beautiful Landreth note card. If you choose to have them send the gift certificate directly to the recipient, they will write a note from you on the note card. Just tell Landreth what you would like to say in the note card in the comments section. Or you could order one of their fabulous recycled hyacinth bulb vases, or vases if you prefer. Reproductions of a 19th century design rarely seen today, but much more appropriate for forcing hyacinth bulbs. Each vase comes with one heirloom hyacinth bulb from the period of 1893 to 1927. How cool is that? Hey, I'm a firm believer in last second or even late Christmas gifts. So long as you remember your friends and loved ones, go to LandrethSeeds.com or their Facebook page, Landreth Seed Co., or call 800. Here's the number, 800-654. Write this down. 654-2407, 800-654-2407, D. Landreth Seed Company, purveyor of fine seed since 1784. And by the way, next week, Barb Malera from D. Landreth Seed Company is going to be on the show. We're going to talk about how the business and, you know, the new year and ordering seeds.
ComEd Smart Ideas presents The Power of Small Changes.
Help! I'm a light bulb left on in an empty room! My energy is being wasted!
Fear not! I can help! There you go!
I'm saved!
Be a hero!
Hooray!
Save energy. Visit ComEd.com/home savings to find discounts and money-saving tips, like switching to compact fluorescents.
Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
ComEd, powering lives. This program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
The Mike Novak Show is sponsored in part by ComEd Smart Ideas. Discover instant discounts and money-saving tips at ComEd.com/home savings.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I publish Chicago's only local magazine dedicated to healthy and sustainable living. Natural Awakenings is available monthly, and we provide the latest news and trends about healthful living, including alternative and complementary medicine, fitness, good food and drink, healthy kids and families, and even healthy pets. Natural Awakenings also talks about local sustainability, gardening and environment, energy conservation, and green living. We feature local news and a calendar to help you stay connected. I can guarantee that each month you'll discover a new health tip, a tasty recipe, a service in your neighborhood, something that makes your life better. Natural Awakenings is free and available throughout the city and suburbs or online at nachicagonorth.com. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. That's 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees and me. If you got a real Christmas tree this year, please, please recycle it when you're finished. It's easy to do, and it'll keep more stuff from ending up in the landfill. Or if you want to reuse, the branches of a Christmas tree can be chipped or shredded and used as mulch in the yard. Or you could use branches from the tree to cover the plants in your yard and help protect them by keeping the soil temperature even. And a reminder not to burn your Christmas tree or any fresh conifer wood in a fireplace or wood stove. The sap turns into creosote that can coat the inside of your chimney and possibly lead to a chimney fire. Talk to the certified arborist at the Care of Trees. Call 800-508-9466 for a free consultation. 800-508-9466 or go to thecareoftrees.com, another great company you should support. The Care of Trees, a Davey company. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure. You're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545, or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
Christmas spirit's all around me, but I just don't feel a thing.
It's the Mike Novak Show, Christmas Extravaganza on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We got a couple of minutes before we go to It's a Wonderful Slice. Let's just bring in line two. I don't have a name there, Rob. Who's that in line two?
Let's find out.
Okay.
I just have one comment going back to you were talking about farmers and our love for small local farmers.
Okay, but let me just ask you, what's your name?
Sane.
Okay.
Riley.
All right. Thank you.
And I just one comment real quick.
Yeah.
The small local farmers that are treating our land and food with respect, they are farmers with a capital F. The farmers that are really working for the big profits and big corporations should always be referred to as farmers, PHARMERS. And I think that will differentiate really and make people understand. And if we speak to them and write those letters when we're referring to the two different kinds of farmers there are out there, one's destroying the land, the other's trying to save it.
I can't agree with you more about that. I think that, the local farmers that we're working with and are growing the food that we want to get a hold of and so we can know our farmer and see what they're doing. That's a really good point, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you for calling in, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're coming up on that time. I'm going to try to get to Dave if I can on the line there, but I need to do this because it's time for It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life, version 2013. So stick around for that coming up in just about a minute.
Trying to weather the housing market? Consider replacing your windows and siding. Remodeling Magazine says they're some of the nation's most popular projects today.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling and energy needs. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
To be sharing, Fred.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred. Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Real butter.
Well, I have to play my favorite carol as an introduction to the holiday bit that I do every year on the Mike Novak Show, and that is the recording of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And unbelievably, this is too cool. I'm looking all around me, and the whole studio is filled with
all
people.
Your favorite people.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. In order, I've got the team. Well, Mary. Lisa Albrecht is playing Mary, and she's sitting. We're all sharing mics too. That's the other thing. This is real radio theater. Mary is played by Lisa Albrecht. Rob Carthal.
How about it?
Is there, and you're playing like
six or eight.
Yeah,
guys.
Different roles. Yeah, like mean man and man. And then, of course, Dennis Sheeter is here. Denny.
Hello.
And he's playing St. Joseph, mm-hmm. And a bunch of others. Robbie
Hi.
Earhart from Mighty House
Woo-hoo.
Is here.
I'm playing Pete.
And are you?
Is that, salesman.
And,
and yes. Mm-hmm.
We are doing some gender bending in this because one of the things you learn about certain movies, well, the ones in the 40s, there were only men in them. Usually you had one role for a woman there, and so I've got a lot of women here in the studio, and including
Sarah Batka,
who's here, and Sarah, who are you playing?
Janie, Zuzu, and Young Harry.
And Ron Cowgill
Woo-hoo!
From Mighty House. Pull that and speak right into it.
How's that? Sound pretty good?
Yeah, not bad. That's okay. Not bad. So when you're using that mic over there, you gotta yell into
Get
it.
Get into it.
Get really into it. And Uncle Billy. Once again?
Uncle Billy, and then I'm also some kind of mean
Angry
truck
man.
Driver deal
truck driver.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, that's what I'm doing.
And then?
Carol Brewer's here. Hello.
And you were playing?
I'm playing Violet, Ernie the cab driver, and Man.
Like I said, we had to divvy up some of these roles because there's a lot of different roles. We have more women than we have men here.
I'm so glad I get to just be Mary.
That's right. It's a privileged role. You get to just do the Mary thing. So,
and you're sitting next to Mike. You get that special seat, you know.
Well, I'm in love Mike. With George, so where else would I sit?
That's
right.
True.
It's close quarters here, but we'll do the best we can, okay? All right, you folks ready to do this?
Let's go. Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. All right. So everybody's. You want to do it? You can do Sam Wainwright. You want to do the hee haw?
It's all you, man.
You sure?
No, I don't want to take anything away from you because this is your production, sir.
But I brought all of you in and I'm paying all these extravagant salaries, so I might as well.
So if I can get paid to do less, why wouldn't I do that?
The contractor's motto.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. All right. Here we go, then, folks.
the I don't know, the X number time that I've done this, I have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir? Oh, that's me. I actually know this script. Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help. Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings?
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
See the town?
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey. That's him when he was 12.
Help! George, help!
Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter! Who's that?
That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county.
Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me.
He's not a failure. You're not. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him. Bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower.
This way's capsules.
Don't hit my Sawyer again. Don't hit my Sawyer again.
Genuine English cowhide combination lock. Fitted up with brushes, combs.
No. I want a big one. What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? Why, I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house.
You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you?
I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party. Hee-haw! Uh-oh, Sam Wainwright. Well, hello.
Hello.
And dance by the light of the moon.
Oh, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
George, come on, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
Wild Irish Rose. Oh, I'm all right.
I know. He didn't go.
That's right.
Well, hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're...
George!
Oh, Mary,
George,
Mary, Mary.
George!
Da, 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 da.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door, we made it. Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and to Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building alone in business, you better have a family real quick.
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own my own house.
Bailey family's been a boil on...
Rob, you're great.
That's a great martini. Do that again. I want to hear that one more time.
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own my own house.
Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. Well, I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say that you are nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No. Joseph, now show him what happened today.
$8,000. Oops.
We've got to find that money.
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Must she keep playing that?
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children? Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation.
Why you drinking so much, my friend? Please, go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve.
Bailey? Next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse.
Now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look, where are you going?
Help! Help! Well, who are you then? Clarence Oddbody, AS2. AS2, what's that AS2? Angel, second class. Well, why'd you want to save me? That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. Well, you look about like the kind of angel I'd get. What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born. Oh, no, you mustn't say that. Wait a minute. Joseph? You've got your wish. You've never been born. Well, what I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
Beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Oh, come on, Gabriel. Clarence. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings. That does it. Out, you two pixies. Go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings. Yeah, you're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right. 320 Sycamore.
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watching Bert.
Bert! Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember? Shh. Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
All I know is this should be Bailey Park, but where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? You're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. Ah, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Do you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Oh, Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me.
Stand back.
Wait a second. Let me get the line now.
I know.
Let's try it again.
Sorry.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Ah!
Stand back.
Help me, Clarence. Please, please. I want to live again. Help me, please.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert. My mouth's Zuzu's petals. Zuzu. There they are. Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas. Yay. Hello, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, movie house. Merry Christmas, Emporium. Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Kids, Janie, Tommy.
Daddy.
Zuzu, Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel?
Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
George!
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come downstairs. Come on, Uncle Billy, everyone.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people that you were in trouble. They scoured all over town and collected the money.
Harry.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town. You'll need to redo that one?
Just, yeah.
No, you could probably use your regular voice for that.
Yeah, it's just... Wait till we're in the clear. What?
That's a Giuseppe Martini.
I know.
Yeah.
Giuseppe Martini as Harry. Okay.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of all anxiety?
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Give yourself a round of applause. It's kind of funny how all those characters started sounding like Giuseppe Martini after a while.
Oh, a daddy.
Yeah, Martini. Yeah, you got kind of into the Martini spirit, huh? The Baileys. Well, George Bailey. We have other kind of Baileys here too, but that's another. All right, before we go, all right, let's pass the microphone around. Everybody gets to do a holiday wish here. Mr. Martini, let's start off with you there. Pull that microphone right over.
Merry Christmas.
Nothing serious, huh? Nothing serious is going to come out of you, huh?
Nope, not a smidge.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Robbie?
Everybody be safe and have a great holiday season.
See how sweet that was. Wasn't that nice? Sarah?
Happy holidays, everyone, and best wishes for 2014.
Mr. Ron Coggill?
Happy holidays, everybody, and get the building next year. We all need it.
Well, yeah, and hire DR Services.
Don't need to
or
do
a
that.
Nary contractor. Yes.
There you go.
Have a merry, merry contractor. Carol?
Have a great holiday season and a great new year, 2014. Woohoo.
And Mary, what's happened to us?
Oh, George. No, Merry Christmas. Mike and everybody else, I'm just so lucky to be here, and I want to say thank you to all the people doing hard environmental work out there. Keep up the good work and keep going in 2014.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I want to send my love to Mighty House and the team at Mighty House for coming in here, at least part of the team. And this great stuff you guys do on Saturday morning, it's really fun listening to your show. And you help a lot of people. That's a good thing.
Well, hopefully we're helping people and having a good time at this, you know, while we're doing it. And that's the whole purpose.
We wish we were back-to-back again. That was so much fun.
Self-help Sundays.
Yes.
Let's bring back self-help Sundays.
I would prefer self-help Saturdays.
That would work for me, too.
Yeah,
okay.
can I
put in my bid for that self-help Saturday? Can we make that happen here? And I want to thank my team.
Lisa and Rob and Sarah and Carol, who not usually hear all at the same time, but it doesn't matter. You guys get it covered, and I just love seeing what?
You forgot Kathleen.
She's not in the studio, but you're right. I can't forget Kathleen, who's also part of the team. And Denny who's trying to engineer the radio station. Shh, shh.
His name's not Denny. He's Renders Roundup, dude.
That's true. Renders. And he's also part of the Mighty House team. So a lot of people doing a lot of work. And, yes, Kathleen, you too, even though you weren't here in the studio to do Wonderful Slice.
We love you, Kathleen.
And that's kind of it. So everybody have a great holiday, and I'm probably going to come back and wrap up the show. I don't know what to say at this point, but it's all on tape anyway, so I get to edit whatever I say now anyway.
So we can say f***.
Wow, see, I love her.
Okay, welcome to the Family Hour on the Mike Novak Show, starring Sarah Batka. That's staying. That is so staying on this tape. All right.
No, don't.
Not if I bleep it. All right. Now I'm going to turn this off before something bad happens. All right. Thank you, folks.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, we're back live now. So don't say anything I can't bleep, okay?
Sarah.
Oh, I thought it was the best
part of the show.
Of the taping. So, wow. It was funny, though, that every character that Rob did sounded like somebody from New Jersey. I don't know why that is, Rob, but it just seemed to turn out that way. All right. We've got a couple of minutes left here, and I'm warning people listening to the show right now, I have to do one more tradition, okay, on the Mike Novak Show for my Christmas show. If you have kids in the room of a certain age who believe in a certain thing, get them out, because I'm going to play it. I'm telling you. Tell them, send them outside in the snow, in the half inch of snow or whatever we got, because in about a minute, I'm going to play it. So I'm warning you. Don't say I didn't warn you. So, you know, it has to do with the jolly old elf. And speaking of elf, Sarah, you've been watching the thing.
That video's hilarious.
Oh, Lisa did such a great job. It's on our Facebook page.
Now, is it on the Mike Novak Show Facebook page, or it's just on?
It's both.
Both?
I had to get rid of the thumbnail on the Mike Novak on the show page because the thumbnail was cutting off half the screen. So you click on it and it will open a browser that shows us full screen.
So it says elf yourself, and the team is doing a little elf dance.
Oh, it's funny.
It really is. So I hope folks take a look at that. And then next week is the end of year. Gosh, what am I going to do for the end of the year show? I have no idea. But it's just like every other week, isn't it? I have no idea. I'll figure something out. All right. I warned people of that I was going to play the song. So if you've got kids who don't know the drill for Christmas yet, get them out of the room. Because I'm going to play this song in 3, 2, 1.
Santa Claus is a lie. He's a big, fat, red-faced lie. He's a roly-poly lie in a big red suit. He's a jolly old lie in big black boots. Oh, Santa Claus is a lie. Every jolly Santa you see is a regular human like you and me. He's just an old man in a rented suit with nothing better to do. On Dasher, on Prancer, on Donner and Blitzen, these are parts of a work of fiction. Sleighs don't fly and big fat guys don't fit very nimbly down the chimbley. Santa Claus is a lie.
So there you go. That is the War on Christmas in a nutshell right there. Denny, are you... Denny's in the other studio laughing because I warned people. I told them, get the kids out of the room. I told them. Or if it's in the car, you had to turn that down. So, and for those of you who actually heard it, oh, that's just a song. They don't really mean it, okay?
I like the fact he's got kids singing this too. So, all right, there you go. And of course, he did it. That's the new Duncan Imperials, by the way, who did that song, and they did it with
real butter.
Okay, so I think we're ready for the holiday. That's it. Anybody doing something special? You're looking at me very
serious. Well, I'm wondering if anybody is doing any indoor growing over the winter.
Outdoor growing, maybe?
Outdoor growing?
Outdoor growing.
Outdoor.
That was the setup. Mead!
What were you? What?
We kind of blew it.
That's all right. Okay, let me redo it.
All right.
I wonder if anyone's doing any winter outdoor growing.
Me, Giuseppe Martini. I grow the winter basil in my own hoop house. It's a wonderful life.
Best martini ever. Ever.
He has a permanent role now.
What's that?
He has a permanent role now.
You're going to have to come back and do martini every year.
Every year?
I don't care where you are. You know?
Yeah, we can do that.
If you're in Latvia, I want you to come back. Okay. All right, we're at the end of the show. It's a special. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. Have a great Christmas, everybody. Go green or...
Go Christmas!
Woo! Ho, ho, ho.